Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we talk Axtell basketball. Joined now by boys head coach, that is Jason Tynan. Coming off a victory at Donovan West on a Tuesday night, 52-41. How pleased were you with your team's turnaround after a loss to Riverside last Friday?
I was very pleased with how we played a little inside out. Owen Strawson did a good job posting hard for us, and we started getting in ball, and we did a good job on the glass and rebounding it, and we hit some shots on the outside, which we kind of been struggling with going into in the TBL tournament and then against Riverside. And so seeing the ball go through the hoop was a pleasant sight, and gave the kids a little confidence, and we started playing some really good ball. We still had some lapses here and there. I think we were up 10 right before halftime, and they cut it to three, give credit to them. But very pleased with how we came back from, struggling shooting the last couple games and playing with the energy that we played with last night.
2-2 in your last four, currently sitting at 6-7, chance to get back to 500 on a Friday when you go to Valley Heights. We're coming down this home stretch, just a few weeks left here in the regular season. As you sit right now where your team is at, what's a thing or two that you're really trying to hone in on, improve on, to get down this home stretch, ultimately lead you up to sub-state?
It's kind of a balance, but we kind of want that defensive end. I think we've done a lot of good things on the defensive end this year. I think we're holding teams around 43, 44 points a game. And through 13 games, that's a really good, really good number. It's just what we're kind of going to focus on is just that hitting shots and be better. We kind of have been using the term becoming shot hunters, finding good shots and through the course of the offense. And then with being a shot hunter, also being a good shot selector and shooting at a high percentage. And, I think we've really got to get those posts involved. I think, Owen Strassman has to become a major threat for us to be able to do things and be successful at the end of the year against some quality competition. So I think that, we really want to see more post involvement, especially with the back to the basket. And so we're just going to try to hone in on that and fine tune that and see if we can get our points per game total up a little bit, because, we can talk defense all you want. I know the saying is defense wins games, you got to put the ball in the hole. If you're holding teams to 43 and you're only scoring 33, still doesn't equal out. So we got to put the ball in the basket.
Chance to get to 500 on Friday. You get Valley Heights and first go around with the Mustangs this season. This is a team right now, when you look at them, they certainly got a lot of athletes. They're very talented in that aspect, but it hasn't necessarily, come out in terms of wins. They're coming off a pretty big loss to Hanover on a Tuesday. You see this team, you kind of watch them on film and at least put a scouting report together. What are a few things that might jump out at you?
Like you said, they're very athletic. The LaCure kid is really, really athletic. And, they're young. They're similar to us and kind of, I see a lot of similarities. They got a couple upperclassmen playing two freshmen significant minutes. And, they do some good things at times and then they have some rocky times. So, like I said, there's a lot of similarities in the two teams. They're a challenge because they don't play a true post, really. They play a lot of five guards, and so that's kind of a tough matchup for us. We do play two bigs, and so it's just trying to find the right defense to settle in on them and, try to get them to make some of those freshman mistakes and capitalize on them.
That is Jason Tynan, Axtell boys basketball coach, joining us. His team coming off a victory Tuesday at Donovan West, winning 52-41. Chance to get back to 500 on a Friday if they can go on the road and get a win at Valley Heights. Coach, as always, appreciate it very much. Good luck at Valley Heights on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.